because I, and especially my father, knew James Joyce personally, but also because we had to know the full meaning and effects of the principle fission precedes fusion. In order to give a clue as to how all this leads to lockdown Bob rule, I will jump ahead to a denouement that will surface in 1 or 2 years as a major transforming environment, that of the confirmation of Professors Fleischmann's and Pons's cold fusion energy source. That kind of happened when 2 years later, Wired did a big story on cold fusion, kind of saying, apologizing for putting it down years before and now trying to show that it worked. If you want to look in the archives, it's November 98 issue. Okay, so I say, since the movie medium contains all previous media or crowds, it is essentially the replay of all the cultures that ever were, a kind of Akashic records, to borrow a notion from Theosophy. But television is a decided break or rupture from the container aspect of the movie medium as well as all previous media. Okay. The American political scene is the one I was most involved in, so I would like to talk about the period from 47 to 87 to illustrate a general inventory of effects that we had to manage after television had disappeared, all crowds, and the computer and satellite environments became the ground. Of course, there was a great nostalgia for crowd control behavior at first, so from 47 to 57, the American political scene was characterized by two major syndromes, McCarthyism and the Korean War, as expressions of a Baroque spiral of pro-hot, meaning hardware, outer kinetic, pro-hot media sentiments, hardware, outer kinetic. This was abruptly aborted when the satellite environment manifested from 57 to 67, beginning with Sputnik.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
You know what? This is so good. I think we should just, we should get this, record you reading this, and it should
No, I don't want to do that. I'm going to talk it. I'm just reminding myself of what I wrote.
Okay.
I don't think reading is good.
I do. This is really well, you know.
Yeah, but they can read it, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, immediately the American audience adopted a Baroque spiral of pro-cool software interkinetic media preferences, evidenced by the popularity of President John Kennedy and the surfing craze and the cautious, in quotes, cautious programmed involvement in Vietnam. However, the American profile changed again when the satellite environment was obsolesced by liquid mixed corporate media from 67 to 77. The Beatles were the first to take advantage of the fact the satellite environment had become an art form with the first entertainment satellite broadcast on June 25, 67. Since the satellite was a symbol of freedom from the crowds of social nature, the collective consciousness would now register this fact publicly with an outburst of sentiments for individual autonomy. The social turmoil in America during this period is well known, but the breakdown in my terms would be characterized as such. An anti-hot or anti-hardware outer kinetic media broke spiral between 67 and 72, effecting a painful pullout from Vietnam and the downfall of the American presidency via Watergate. And then an anti-cool or anti-software interkinetic media broke spiral between 72 and 77, symbolized by exposure of the CIA's Project MKUltra, the fortunes of Pierre Elliott Trudeau and his wife Margaret, and the collapse of the counterculture as a social and political force. The bias towards electric autonomy lost its appeal in the American hologram after 1977, because if everything had not disappeared by 45, the media retrievals of everything in quotes, the media retrievals of everything definitely lost their grounding and acceptance by 1977. The media retrievals of everything. So, what's this? And then I go, what's happened since then? Well, since Sputnik had prefigured the fusion of first and second nature and the satellite environment had long been subsumed, it was inevitable that we would experience aggressive Orphic homeopathic cliche probes for the next 10 years. Remember, Orpheus failed in his mission into the underworld and also was torn apart by the female maenads. From 77 to 82, we witnessed the Orphic Baroque spiral of the solar government with the space shuttle. Again, from 77 to 82, we witnessed the Orphic Baroque spiral of the solar government with the space shuttle, the Strategic Defense Initiative, or Star Wars, and Michael Jackson's moonwalk. And from 82 to 87, you had to endure the Orphic. You had to endure the Orphic Baroque spiral of the universal, in brackets, multidimensional government, with the planetization of the esoteric via such mediums as Ramtha and the New Age movement of Shirley MacLaine, and the collapse of Reaganism via the Iran-Contra investigation, and the revolt of the computerized economy on Black Monday, October 19, 1987. I will return to the phase from 87 and 97 later, for with this outline as a context, I can now fill you in on some of the strategies and tactics made by myself and my colleagues on the Secret Council 10 over the last 50 years. You see, Joyce had essentially discovered the Tetrarch once he had seen through the television form. He even organized the large-scale structure of Finnegan's Wake on the Tetrad. Then I lay out the Tetrad of Finnegan's Wake. So, I think that's... now you just check something else in the next essay. Okay, here's a part. Are you looking at it with me?
I was just looking at the chart, but now let me get it here.
See, no, it's all right. You don't have to.
All right.
Since 1900, our bodies, under electronic conditions, could only be considered as subatomic particles. Modern physics, especially quantum modeling, has always only been describing our social actualities. The same applies to modern chemistry, particularly genetics. However, our media, or extensions of our crowd behavior, suffered the same fate after television subsumed everything following World War II. So the media become these quantum particles. All media in the cycle of technological civilization were then invoked in terms of the same models from the physical sciences. All media were also shaped along the cool, iconic lines of the cartoon form, the mad vestibule to TV, that's in quotes. But they also, being extensions of humanity's social nature, were equal to quarks and nucleic acids. Thus we have the category for the holopathic retrieval of mixed corporate media being dubbed the quark tune, Orpheus having tuned the whole world. The latest modeling from physics is encompassed around the theory of the superstrings, in brackets, vibrating loops. Besides reminding me of the image of the tetrad, see the cover of the Global Village by Bruce Powers and Marsh McLuhan, this idea strangely echoes the images of Rye, Eloy, Two, and Lofty from David Worster. Then I go into the Rye stuff. So, makes it look, seem pretty simple reading this thing, eh?
Well, simple to you. You wrote it. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Amazing in terms of its simplicity or its clarity?
No, in terms of well, for me, it has a complexity because you're poring over these words that you strung together, but you strung them together in a unique way that my brain, while I'm listening to you, is stumbling along, you know, like I stumble when I read sometimes.
Right.
So I'll go back and review it at a couple of times. Usually it takes me about three times of reviewing something before it starts to come into focus.
Reviewing and, meaning reading.
Yeah, or in the case of some, you know, subjects that we record, listening to them.
But you haven't read this
No.
in a long time anyway.
No, no. I probably attempted to read it when I first met you and gave up on it.
So I say here, when...
I think it would be really classy if you would do a reading, not speeding through certain parts or whatever, but if you just did a nice reading of these two that we could post, it would be, you know, like Bukowski doing a reading or something of his poetry. This stuff, you shouldn't trivialize it by saying it's all pretty simple and pretty clear. This stuff is sparking all kinds of neurons in my brain as I hear you read it.
Right.
Because for me, even knowing a lot about your work, This is a really nice piece of writing.
Well, we'll,
and it really explains the chart.
Yeah, but we'll do that in the future, way in the future, maybe at the end.
Yeah. Okay.
The charts, because when I'm looking at the charts, I'm thinking of different things. But this is the basic outline. Then I say in the silencing the virtually solo theater, I go when Rai. Now this is interesting, light of last night. When Rai, in brackets the original separateness, returned to the plane of essence in February 67. The cycle, I put it in February 16th. It was January, generally, but I said February because my birthday was that month, right? So I shifted it a month later. got me?
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? So when Rai returned to the plane of essence February 6, 7, the cycle of friction-based technological civilization was kaput, and hence itself as a process. This meant that Rai, in brackets Earth, and its concomitant forces, Eloi, water, two, air, and lofty, fire, were free to create their own spaces as anti-environment slash polygons, in brackets, cultural terrorists to the imminent fusion. These include the Broke spirals discussed in part one. However, human beings were now the ground and could merge with these spirals playfully and ultimately to also be the content. A phrase used by William Irwin Thompson is appropriate here. The individual as institution. As 1967 unfolded in the city of New York, brackets for New York, the Universal Archive, Mae Brussel, Frank Zappa, Dr. Peter Beter, Garrett Dean, Marsh McLuhan, Herbert W. Armstrong, Lynn LaRouche, Phineas Wake, Jiddu Krishnamurti, and I put in brackets cosmic awareness, and we got into that a bit, the similarity between Krishnamurti and cosmic awareness.
Mm-hmm.
No one would know why I did that in this article, but in the interview, I mean, Krishnamurti and awareness were linked in the sense that they incorporated on the same day in the summer of 68. It's interesting.
Krishnamurti didn't know anything about awareness, though, right?
Someone might have shown him, but he knew Bob Carr, who... You see, Krishnamurti influenced the Center for Integration that was their scene in the 50s that cosmic awareness came out of.
Oh.
And that was including them taking LSD there. So there was definitely Krishnamurti seed there, and some of the people did know Krishnamurti. So Krishnamurti and myself. So we, as 1967 unfolded, we found ourselves very busy in that town throughout that traumatic year. The ramifications of our energies at that point in time would spread centrifugally in quite harmonious and symbolic synchrony. We were all vying for musical conductor of the year, or Orphic substitute for the recently evaporated satellite environment. For you who were alive in 67 and living helplessly within the terrorism of the analogical mirror and echo, each of these individuals would appear in the guise of technologies in the following styles. Newspaper as AirSat's privacy substitute for radio, that's Brussel and LaRouche. Electric media as the privacy substitute for television, that's Zappa and McLuhan. Book as substitute for computer, that's Phineas Wake and Krishnamurti. Movie as substitute for satellite, movie privacy, that's Armstrong and Beter. And magazine slash satellite for privacy, substitution for mixed corporate media, that's Dobbs and Garrett Dean. This occurred because since everything had disappeared, there was no basis for your subjectivity slash body. You could not possibly have or feel any sensation. You could only have the after image of sensation through proxy prosthetics. Therefore, the newspaper gave you the delicious feeling of paranoia. The electric media gave you schizophrenia. The book, hysteria, and the movie, delightful panic. Myself, Bob Dobbs, impersonated by mixed corporate media, would give you quadrophenia or ecstasy via the magazine satellite. All of these emotions, mental states, had been reprised en bloc and en masse between 57 and 67 via all the technologies crowded into the stage of the global theater, which was enunciated by the satellite environment, the global theater, as the secret swan song of Rai, Eloi, Two, and Lofty. After 1967, the satellite conductor became a musical art form, and the above-named 10 individuals slash forms engaged in friendly competition as vicious Rai's, enacting, rehearsing separateness and the effort to rebuild the anthropomorphic body. Preferably, you are reminded of Frank Zappa's scenario described in the sleeve notes of the Grand Wazoo album. Corresponding sensory analogs for this body are newspaper LaRouche Mae Brussel as the ear, that's the acoustic effect, the electric media slash McLuhan Zappa as the hand, tactile effect, the book Krishnamurti and Phineas Wake as the eye, visual effect, the movie Beter Armstrong as the foot, kinetic and proprioceptive effect, the magazine satellite Garrett Dean and Bob Dobbs as the nose, osmic and olfactory effects. So those are five parts of the body. However, since humanity is essentially discarnate, perhaps occult analogs are more resonant. In that case, the book stands in for the etheric body slash hysteria, the movie for the astral body slash panic, the newspaper for the mental body slash paranoia, the electric media for the causal body slash schizophrenia, and the magazine satellite for the physical body / ecstasy. The preceding correspondences are for the bottom-up effects of community and sharing information via software modeling. The correspondences for the top-down effects of social control for purposes of bureaucratic power are, via hardware modeling, the automobile / Mickey Mantle, Gil Hodges / Ant, the airplane / Gordie Howe, Bobby Orr, Rhizome, the atom bomb / Will Chamberlain, Bill Bradley, B, the laser beam, Joe Namath, Jim Brown, Wavical, and chemical and biological warfare, Wayne Gretzky, Magic Johnson, Quark Toon Cube, that'd be in my thing. After 1957, the satellite environment enabled the Tetrad manager to orchestrate software and hardware effects at will and simultaneously via the advertisement. The actions of the Tetrad manager were mined by the aforementioned 10 Orphic satellite conductors of the feeling analogs via musical, in brackets, verbal, vocal, instrumental effects. After 1967, when the satellite environment was subsumed and disappeared by holopathic electric autonomy, the holopathic cliche probe merged with its medium, in brackets, in the style and method of advertising, advertisers, advertising. So it merged with its medium to simulate the Rai cycle of emanation and return, and then took off again. This process could be considered a laundromat, washing the difference between a takeoff and a put-on. So, it goes... here's some more. This is pretty amazing, reading this. After years of trying to explain the chart to people, I should have insisted they go and read the goddamn Off the Orphic Annie until they understood, because it's so fucking obvious here.
It's obvious to you. I'm telling you, you've got the chart memorized. You know, you're going through all these categories, and my eyes are, like, trying to zip all over the page to keep up with you, and I'm stumbling along, and,
Well, that's good. Then that'll give me something to explain. I'll go back and do it over again once I've read through this, when we'll get on tape. I mean, that's how I'll talk about it. But why? I forgot a lot of this stuff in this sense. I mean, it was there, but I never had the opportunity to talk about it. So
right.
It was kind of dim and went into my subconscious. I say, because, as explained in Part 1, electric autonomy had nowhere to go after 1977, since even the black afterimage of virtual tactility had been subsumed. Heaven brackets, a black hole, dark matter. Remember how Dave was talking about dark matter, dark energy?
Yeah.
As shown in my flip side charts, the phase from 77 to 92 is called anthropomorphic physical. This is a strange condition anticipating the establishment of a new physical life system, no longer based on friction, but on a frictionless energy ecology reverberating the energies of Bob and Connie Dobbs, which would not be apparent until after 92. Oh, yeah. I say, which would not be apparent until 92. Did you see I sent that post? The day that we arrived at Jerry's, February 15th, 1993, when we first moved to New York City, via L.A. on the way to New York, because we were going to New York, but we had to go to L.A. first because there was a branch plant out there that Carolyn had to look into. So the day and week that we showed up, and we showed up 2 days after Joe Dunn Sloan died, but we didn't know that. So we show up in the middle of February, and that's exactly when the first issue of Wired magazine was being organized, and they would have created the image of McLuhan as patron saint. So the week that we entered the United States, McLuhan became retrieved.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I posted that last week. You didn't see that?
No.
Because I really checked out Wired. Said, when did they first start? And it started, the first issue was the March-April issue. So it would have come out around the end of February, because they always put these things out before the month starts, generally. So by the end of February, it would be on the stands, and that was 2 weeks after I arrived, and they would have been completing the design of it 2 weeks before, and they would have maybe decided McLuhan was going to be the patron saint or pacing in the image, maybe on the very day. I think that's pretty synchronous. So where I say the effects of the AP don't become apparent until after 1992. Well, it started in early 93 when we showed up in the country of the chart, America.
And when was it that you got your thing, article in Wired where you channeled the Evergreens did you talk to Leary?
That was... No, the Wired, channeling McLuhan on the cover was 3 years later.
Oh.
In, in early 96.
Right.
You're talking about the channeling, not Leary, the channeling article. Where Wired.
Where did the article show up where you channeled Leary after?
Well, that's in the late 80s, late 90s.
But
that's in Flipside.
That was in what? Oh, Flipside. Oh, okay.
Like this thing I'm reading was in Flipside.
I thought the Leary thing was in, got made it into Wired.
No, no, they wouldn't print something like that.
Oh, but they did print something that you wrote about McLuhan.
Yeah, the channeling McLuhan thing.
Channeling McLuhan, oh, okay.
Yeah. It says, they didn't know it was me, but that's another matter. The it was the cover for it was Tony Schwartz, an archivist of McLuhan, a famous person who knew McLuhan in the 60s, tape recorded like many hours of him. Okay, this is a strange, the anthropomorphic physical. But until then, all events would have the until 92 or 93, but until then, all events would have the unmistakable imprint of the circumstances of Bob and Connie's lives. But this is the definition of the synchronous life of a satellite conductor. And there were nine other impersonators for that role, but there was no more ground for the Rai action of a holopathic cliche probe. The desire to create a body feeling was caught between an old world that was dead and a new world powerless to be born. There was nothing to be done but to study the effects of electrified waiting on waiting to see if Bob and Connie made it to 1992 in some kind of physical state. This meant that the other nine evaporated satellite composers would only exist as much as I focused my attention and interest on them. For example, I show up in the States and they put McLuhan in Wired. This is all that would resuscitate them until their final decomposition in 1987. That year saw the fruitless and futile revival of Marsh McLuhan with the publication of his letters, the beginning of the railroading of Lyndon LaRouche into jail, the turmoil in the Worldwide Church of God in the year after the death of Herbert W. Armstrong in 1986, the death of Dr. Peter Beter, the surfacing of cancer in Mae Russell, the surfacing of health problems in Frank Zappa, the surfacing of revelations and scandals about Krishnamurti in the year after his death in 1986, and the inability of Garrett Dean to find me after 1986. And then that was why I had to surface on CKLN in Toronto, in brackets 2 run 2 equals 22, in the summer of 1987, just before the harmonic Bob Burgess to prepare. Bob Burgess, that's interesting in light of the Islamic belief that they go to heaven and get their 52 virgins or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought of that. That's what I hadn't thought in a while. There's a little prediction. The harmonic Bob virgins, that's the convergence, harmonic convergence, to prepare to use the Exus in my final showdown with Mr. Turnitaxis, Mr. Romanoff, and Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales. And then go into 22s. And yeah, let's see. In the chart at the bottom, maybe I better read this. The number 22 brings us back to the conflict between the baby boomers and Generation X, the fake audiences for the struggle. The baby boomers were wrapped in a cocoon that resonated with 22. Generation X's cocoon resonated with 14. The World War II generation resonated with 23, but that had gone. In the 80s, 22 dominated in all statistics from news events far and wide in its half-life, as the boomers were subsumed by Generation X, whose own number 14 dominated after 1990. As it was subsumed by the new breed. This new batch are even-tempered, tolerant manipians. I put in brackets, I suggest they are morphics, not orphic spirals. They are morphic spirals, Morpheus having been the son of the god of sleep. That was the thing that blew away Guffey, because Morpheus becomes a character in The Matrix 4 years later. This new batch are even-tempered, tolerant manipians as opposed to the glowing boomer manipians and the glum Xer manipians. Manipians? Manipians are of the sensibility that says, quote, I'm not really here, I just stick around for my friends. Then I say the 22 vortex, in brackets, instinctive to the tetrad manager who ignores the resonant intervaling and exploits the context. This 22 vortex is characterized by the slogan, fast and bulbous. That's from Beefheart. The 14 vortex, instinctive to the pentad manager who ignores contacts and uses pain as a probe just for the fun of it, the 14 vortex is characterized by the slogan, tight and tapered. However, the new batch play with both vortexes with a feeling of optimistic hyperboredom because these spirals are in their genes. They can enjoy any of my fellow satellite composers because they know just because they know, they just feel that Bob and Connie won. Now, this brings us to why Frank Zappa was the only survivor after the deluge of 1987. Then I go into some Zappa stuff, and that's about it. Oh, the new batch, post-1990 of Manipians, express themselves a la Forrest Gump and Beavis and Butthead by pretending to be dumb and dumber about the passé contents of both the 22 Vortex, in brackets, East Coast and Atlantean, equals LaRouche, McLuhan, Krishnamurti, and Veter, and the 14 Vortex, West Coast and Lemurian, May, Brussels, Zappa, Garrett Dean, and Herbert Armstrong. The old DNA was made up of the intertwined spirals of 22 and 14, and from 1953 to 1993, we witnessed its unraveling and melting. The new D-squared DNA, so I've got the new DNA, but I put squared in the middle, so it becomes D-squared NA, exists with the results in alchemy produced by the mere addition of D-cell water, dash the new philosopher's stone. This began to be manufactured and distributed in 1994 after the deaths of Jordan Sloan, Sun Ra, Walter Fishman, who invented Mir, Garrett Dean, and Frank Zappa in 1993, and Charles Bukowski in 94. There's Bukowski.
Mm-hmm.
The number characterizing the new breed is two zeros touching, which can suggest the number 8 laying on its side, evoking infinity or eternity or the possible, as implied by Zappa's new symbolic logo on his business card and also on the album cover of Broadway the Hard Way, 1988. 8 is the interval between 22 and 14, and 1/2 of 8 is 4, so 18 is retrieved by adding and subtracting 4 to 14 and from 22, respectively. So 18 is retrieved by adding and subtracting 4 to 14 and subtracting 4 from 22. 18 is an appropriate symbol of transition to the new for Bob and Connie's kids because they are in the interval of Manipian indifference to the old DNA spirals of 22 and 14. Okay, so that'd be the indigo, new age kind of kids. 18 is appropriate symbol of transition. Hence, the Morpheus generation's obsession with the Orphic gods of Eros, the world government, Chaos, the solar government, Gaia, the universal government, and Orpheus, the mythic government. The physical forces / principles of the cult of Isis and her number 18. Until they contact me or Connie and are shown via the pentad, the way of the decad dancer, squared. And the final Orphic con doctor, to play the music to accompany the ritual dance of the child killer, in brackets, decad dancer, seed, is, of course, Frank Zappa. And Frank Zappa, too, because he truly anticipated the Promethean creation of the new matter with his ecstatic Manipian musical inventions, and because he mimed the lonely flight of Rai to the max, to the point of pooting cancer right up his own yin-yang. What a blinding mirror. What an ear-splitting echo. Frank understood how advertising advertises advertising, and he used this principle to point to the new substance of Bob and Connie. Using the quark tune, in brackets, New Masons Get Me Hot. That's Zappa saying, New Masons Get Me Hot. Using the quark tune as a guiding motif, he sang the body swallowing. He sculpted Bob Dobbs' formula, how the media archetypes fit the Battle of Jericho with such precision that even his own most astute fans are still stunned into a blurred perception of his project object. For example, see the book The Negative Dialectics of Poodle Play, composed by a collective under the name of Ben Watson. And I'll be seeing Ben in a few weeks in London.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, I read an essay he wrote. He held a Zappa conference a few years ago, and in his introductory essay for the collection of the papers given, he says that Ben should not be considered the father of Zappology. He would rather be thought of as a collective. And I wrote this back in '95. I called him a collective, which Jerry liked at the time. So I got to tell Ben that, but he's collected.
Or Jerry read that to Ben, and he adopted it.
Yeah, I don't know if he... No, I don't know. That's interesting. I'll have to check that. However, this book... I'm talking about Watson's book. However, this book is essentially very useful if, quote, negative dialectics is understood as a Manipian interpretation of Zappa's Manipian action, disguised as a pragmatic socialist exegesis, Ben Watson being kind of a socialist. The term data in action, unfortunately, refers only to, that's probably a term that Zappa or Ben uses, the theorem data in action, unfortunately, refers only to historical activities that are too tiny to encompass the actions of the corporate dataists in Bracken's, Madison Avenue, and Pentagon, whose tetradic skills I helped Frank glimpse. So the 911 was a corporate dataist action by the Madison Avenue Pentagon gang. As Zappa evokes my body from the landscape like a fractal in search of a strange attractor, he translates into a virtual, synchronous, conceptual slash sound environment the desperately longed for feelings and sensations of Quadrophenia, the contents of which have already been described above and are anthropomorphized by 10 holopathic code signals. Then I list Mabe Russell, Christian Murray, and those guys. As an explanatory aside, it might be useful for you to know that Frank had to stop touring in 1988 and emphasize his suggestions to dismantle the Berlin Wall for the next few years in order to illustrate the social engineering, in brackets, tetrad manager aspects of a solar theater. Time was running out since the collapse of 1987, even though he would be the last to blow the bagpipes. In the accompanying chart and tetrads in this issue of Flipside, you will notice that Zappa obsolesces Finnegan's Wake. This is because Frank presents entertainment for the Pentad manager, in brackets, the tetrad manager squared, in his Manipian satire of that pre-Pons and Fleischmann penguin in bondage. That's a Zappa phrase. The tetrad manager is the penguin in bondage. In brackets, is this why some critics say Zappa favors the pentatonic scale? This explains why the Clinton junior tetrad managers, if there ever were, have provided such entertaining abuse value as the holopathic Baroque spiral of the Orphic mythic government. As Lockdown Bob Rule, the new matter, begins, as Lockdown Bob Rule begins and discontinuous holopathic retrievals run protective cover for this fact, the old friction-based DNA can only reappear as a recombinant mutant virus, as shown by the hilariously ridiculous fate of Dr. Robert Gallo, in brackets the Grand Wazoo, and his silly efforts to explain and treat the effects of the HIV virus, which is Manipian tech totally run amok. All through his career, Frank has remained consistent in his exploitation of the nomenclature of postmodern scientific modeling as an actor puppet for his solar theater orchestra. Since he conducted from the vantage point of the Pentad manager, he intuited the anthropomorphical physical rise of me and Connie. In brackets, see, for example, the map of Nova Scotia on the inside sleeve of the Uncle Meat album. And since, quote, the word makes the market from 1953 to 1993, a speech-based musical composition is the most fitting metaphor for this 40-year period. And Frank, soon to be a national treasure, will be duly honored because he blew it up, quote, real good. So that's enough for that. So that, what do you think of that? That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's way amazing. So Frank never got a chance to read that, did he?
No. And at the very end, I explain Rumpelstiltskin. I better say that. And since 1967, the Tetrad manager has used pattern recognition as an art form, leaving the Pentad manager to square that process via xenochrony, in which we mime co-evolutionary anticipatory mimesis, that's the name of the formula chart, subname, effects in brackets, effects preceding causes, by imitation as the sincerest form of battery, causes merging with effects. In light of William Burroughs' lifelong rearguard action of documenting the orgasm the universe had 100 years ago, it might prove instructive to look at the crop circles being made around this planet by our soon-to-be friends from the Bootes constellation in order to understand the geometry slash choreography of my anticipatory decade dancing, implied in the chart in this issue of Flipside. I think serious meditation on the crop circle shapes will lead to a glimpse that these patterns are an attempt to imitate that synchrony which occurred in response to the past travel on the way to the era of Lockdown Bob Rule. In short, Connie and I are a holopathic retrieval of that old notion of the strange attractor, and more. And, of course, the effort to name us was best conceived and performed by Frank Zappa with the consistent self-reflexive motif of the, quote, ritual dance of the child killer, see Freakout album, throughout all of his work. And who was that phrase referring to? Why, that well-known and special dwarf, Rumpelstiltskin. the one who was free to wreak havoc by demanding the sacrifice of the firstborn until he was caught when his real name was overheard. This midget is mentioned in numerous songs by Frank and is even featured in the movie 200 Motels, where Ringo Starr plays a Zappa lookalike named Larry the Dwarf. See also Uncle Bernie's Farm, that's a song in Absolutely Free, the cover photo of Lumpy Gravy, the song Dwarf Nebula, Processional March in Dwarf Nebula, Robert D. Nameland in The Adventures of Gregory Peccary, Camarillo Brillo, Pygmy Twilight, The Torture Never Stops, and the fact that Zappa described his own home as done in the style of Rumpelstiltskin decor. It was very satisfying for Frank to counter the Alice in Wonderland themes coming out of the rival hippie scene of Club 23 in San Francisco, compliments of the Jefferson Airplane and the Grateful Dead and all, with his menacing Rumpelstiltskin theme. Ever since Frank and Don Vliet met us in 1958, they always figured Bob and Connie Dawes were the tallest midgets in the world, because they luckily guessed that the image of them, because they luckily guessed that the image of the midget slash dwarf was the appropriate symbol for the homeopathic cliche probe. Consequently, Zappa's hologram of Xenarchinus imitative battery around me remained consistently powerful. And then I give a final pattern. I won't go into that. So that's pretty fucking amazing. So we've just explained the chart. Now I will attempt to do that over again, you know, in conversational mode.
Yeah. It might be a good idea for you to read the first couple of pages up through LaRouche would be an active mirror of Pound, McLuhan of Lewis, Thompson of Eliot. Just mull it over a minute, blah, blah, blah. Yeats and Croker were both active nationalists and were obsessed with Gnosticism. Just right up to about there as a way of a teaser. It's like, okay, that's the introductory remarks to Up the Orphic Annie. Also, it happens to give some context to the chart and the different parts.
Okay, just a second. I got an email from the guy who interviewed Joan of Arc, you know, the other last